AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is calling out what he calls attacks on the Haitian community. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Donald Trump and GOP running mate J.D. Vance have falsely said Haitian immigrants in an Ohio town are eating people's pets. Vance suggests immigrants in Springfield are responsible for rising crime and rent. The insults have led to bomb threats in Springfield, school evacuations, and closures. Here at the White House,
simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing. It has to stop.
At a luncheon honoring black excellence, the president noted spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, who calls herself a proud Haitian American, asked hours later if she takes the insults against Haitians personally.
I take it personally when any community, any vulnerable community, is attacked. Not just a community that I belong to.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Los Angeles today, Donald Trump says when he takes office, immigration changes will be made.
It's like an invasion from within, and we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country, and we're going to start with Springfield and Aurora.
He mentioned Aurora, Colorado. Kamala Harris is campaigning in Pennsylvania. Stocks finished higher, finishing just short of record highs. President Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting at the White House. Ukraine wants the two countries to give it the go-ahead to fire their weapons deeper into Russia. National Security spokesman John Kirby doesn't think it's going to happen.
I wouldn't expect any sort of major announcement in that regard coming out of the discussions, certainly not from our side.
Investigators reviewing the emergency response to last year's devastating wildfire on Maui say they found no evidence Hawaii officials made preparations for it, despite days of warnings. This is AP News. Justin Timberlake pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of impaired driving after his arrest on Long Island.
Timberlake, after the court accepted his guilty plea, said it was a bad decision to have a drink back on June 18th and then get behind the wheel of his BMW.
I try to hold myself to a very high standard for myself. And this was not that.
Police say he was stopped after blowing through a stop sign in Sag Harbor Village, smelled of alcohol, and did poorly on a field sobriety test. Now he says others can learn from his mistake.
Even if you've had one drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car.
The judge sentenced Timberlake to more than $700 in fines, 25 hours of community service, and the mandatory production of a public service announcement against impaired driving. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.